This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress. Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said that in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story.
आज दुनिया अनिश्चितताओं से भरी हुई है लेकिन अनिश्चितताओं से भरे इस दौर में हमारा भारत एक अलग ही लीग में दिख रहा है भारत आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है जब दुनिया में स्लो डाउन की बात होती है तब भारत ग्रोथ की कहानी लिखता है जब दुनिया में ट्रस्ट की क्राइसिस दिखता है तब भारत ट्रस्ट का पिलर बन रहा है जब दुनिया फ्रेगमेंटेशन की तरफ जा रही है तब भारत ब्रिज बिल्डर बन रहा है
मिस्टर मोदी फर्दर सेड दैट फॉर ट्रांसफॉर्मिंग टुमारो चेंज इज फर्मली रूटेड इन द स्ट्रांग फाउंडेशन बीइंग बिल्ट टुडे He mentioned that India's potential has long been untapped, but conventionally underdeveloped sectors like the Northeast, villages, tier 2 and 3 cities, women and youth, blue economy and space sector are now realizing their full potential. The Prime Minister noted that trust between the people and the government has now strengthened. He said that earlier, the system was skeptical of its own people, but now the citizen-centric approach has streamlined governance. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the centre is working to simplify the tax system, noting that income tax should no longer be seen as a tiresome exercise. Addressing the leadership summit of a private media organization in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that the income tax slabs need to be made more transparent, simplified and compliant for the upliftment of the citizens. The minister also said that a complete overhaul of the customs framework will be the next big assignment. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that no country has a say on how India develops its relations with others. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India has a freedom of choice in geopolitics and enjoys strategic autonomy. Dr. Jaishankar also dismissed that the Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit would negatively affect India's relationship with the U.S. or stall the expected free trade agreement FTA with them. He added that there is no lack of communication or negotiations with the American side. The government has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all cancelled or disrupted flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. Our correspondent reports that the directive has been issued following a large number of flight cancellations by IndiGo, causing disruption and inconvenience to passengers across the country. The Railways has announced 89 special train services in next 3 days across multiple zones. The special trains have been announced in the wake of widespread flight cancellation and additional rush during the winter season. Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, the 4th C-17 aircraft, 3rd one carrying Bailey Bridge units, arrived in Colombo, Sri Lanka yesterday to restore essential connectivity in the cyclone-affected region. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that the aircraft had about 55 tons of Bailey Bridge stores, a JCB and 13 personnel from Engineer Corps. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the third and final ODI of the 3-match series in Visakhapatnam. The men in blue achieved the target of 271 runs in just 39.5 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.